it doesn't take much brain power to know that mindless evolution couldn't produce the human brain. On today's Creation Moment, see why new brain research is so driving evolutionists out of their mind. And now, our Creation Moment's host, Paul Taylor.
According to evolutionary thought, humans came from ape-like creatures. These ape-like creatures came from reptiles through many steps. Likewise, reptiles ultimately came from fish through many steps. Evolutionists say that with each major stage, more parts were added to the brain. The final development, and the greatest of all, is the cerebral cortex. According to this theory, one of the oldest parts of the brain is the part deep inside. Evolutionists claim that this part of the brain, called the basal ganglia, comes from our reptilian past. They have described this part of the brain as primitive. It controls such simple things as movement and spatial memory. There are basic functions needed by reptiles. Of course, the evolutionary view that the basal ganglia is primitive was never scientifically researched. Then researchers started to examine the workings of the basal ganglia. They have concluded that the deep structures of the brain that are supposed to be primitive are actually quite sophisticated. In fact, these so-called reptilian structures rival the cerebral cortex in sophistication. These structures receive input from all parts of the cortex, and all the neurochemicals found anywhere else in the body are also found in these structures. In other words, there is absolutely no evidence of their being primitive. Once again, science research has not found what evolutionists expected. The human brain was not developed by adding parts to reptile brains. It was specially created just for human beings.
To find thousands of biblical creation resources, find us online at creationmoments.com.